Welcome to Influential Visions. My name is Tyler Cohen Wood. Here, we interview futuristic leaders to share their deep industry knowledge and business experience with you, ensuring that you have your finger on the pulse and your eyes wide open. And here's your host today, Nat Schooler.
So today I'm joined by Rory Hope, and you are head of inbound marketing at Symmetrical. So yeah, and you've got lots of experience in like formulating SEO strategies that deliver like clear ROI, right? Because I mean that's really important, and also for multi-million pound revenues for global organizations, like delivering those. Yeah, so. Yeah, because there's a lot of fluff around SEO. There has been for 10 years, right? Or however long it's been going on for, 10 plus years, right?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, SEO itself has been going for a long time. I think it's changed significantly over the years, very much from sort of black hat-y, grey hat SEO, where, you know, companies could spam search engines and, generate lots of links from low quality sites to a certain page that then boosts the ranking of that page for a target keyword. Whereas nowadays, you know, it's become very much more around delivering quality content that's hyper relevant to what your audience or prospective audiences want to consume, read, and learn from, both from an informational perspective, but also making sure that you get the right content for all stages of the funnel, you know, all the way from awareness consideration through to decision. So it's really evolved. SEO has really evolved over the last 5 to 10 years, very much towards what we're talking about here and have been going on about for some time. It's evolved towards audience first SEO. That's the term that I'm aiming to coin, like to talk about, because you really have to invest that time resource into fully understanding the audiences behind the keywords that you're identifying as being relevant to your business.
That makes a lot of sense, because they're going to type it in a certain way with a certain question that is going to really resonate with them, right? And would you say like that's where the sort of buying intent kind of comes in?
Well, that's a really interesting point, because one of the seminar that I gave recently at Social Data Summit and a webinar we partnered with Audience and Pulsar to deliver a few weeks ago, you know, that was very much focusing on improving performance with audience first SEO, and the specifics of that would be around identifying the keywords that you believe are relevant to your business, but making sure that you analyze the search results to see exactly which type of websites and pages are appearing for that given keyword or keyword segment. Let's say you're targeting luxury properties and you're trying to rank for luxury property keywords. You're going to want to review what's ranking for luxury property, because that's the best indicator of the type of audience or what the audience want from how they're searching at that given moment of their journey. So you might see a lot of transactional pages ranking that list various luxury properties. Or you might start to see sort of pages that explain more about the different types of properties that you would class as luxury in a certain location. So you have to really take the time to focus on what data you can gather that gives you an indication of what the audience want when they search for a given keyword, but also exactly who they are, adding on that layer of who is this audience that is searching for this keyword segment or within this keyword segment. Is really where you'll start to add that extra layer of value, and you can craft and optimize your content not just for the keyword, but for the audiences around that keyword, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, can we go to a bit more of a simple explanation? Like, can you simplify it a bit more? Because not everyone that's sort of going to listen to this is going to be top level SEO. Yeah. People, you know, or even social media people, and I struggle with it. And I've been understanding it almost as long as you, maybe not in as much detail, right? But I think it's sort of bridging the gap between listening and understanding that audience,
yeah,
and understanding the kind of words that they would use when they were searching. Is that?
Yeah. Well, so I think the best way to sort of explain it is we actually held a survey for the SEO community. So when I say the SEO community, it's sort of the SEO and wider digital marketing community, which nowadays is sort of marketers overall. And, you know, SEO is an important part of developing a strategy for most businesses, specifically with Google, but also looking at SEO as just people who are driving organic traffic without paying for it, minus their time and any technology they use. Now, the results of that survey, when we asked which data sources the people use to develop their SEO strategy, 96% use keyword data. So SEOs and digital marketers are quite used to analyzing keywords and understanding sort of the way in which you see from Google's research technologies and platforms like Google Keyword Planner, exactly to what keywords people are using to find your product or service and the amount of times they search that per month on average. So that data is readily available. That's been there for quite some time. SEOs and digital marketers would often then use backlink data and content analytics data is a good understanding or indicator of the other topics that are most relevant or most engaging to their audience by looking at their competitors or publications that are prevalent around a keyword topic that they're trying to target that might be relevant to your business. But what's interesting is only 16% use social media data when they develop their SEO strategy. Now, social media data is we believe is the best data source for really understanding the person or the audience's details around their interests, their behaviors, and their affinities. So to really get an understanding of who the audiences are that are searching for your products or services in line with the keywords you found, you really need to think about how you can integrate social media data, but only 16% do. So where we're sort of looking at SEO and talking about audience first SEO, what we're saying here is we've got a process now where we use audience intelligence technology, which essentially uses social media data, analyzes it at scale, but using audience intelligence technology and overlaying that, enriching that original sort of approach towards keyword research and keyword intelligence, which a lot of companies and SEOs have done and are familiar with. But interestingly, in that same survey, we found that 63% of SEOs and digital marketers don't believe that search engine keyword data gives them enough insights into fully understanding the interests and behaviors of their target audience. So that's 63% who say that the tried and tested traditional methods of keyword research for SEO, for you to then, you know, build pages and content and improve your rankings, they still don't give you enough information about your target audiences, their interests and behaviors. 63%, and only 16%, 1/6, actually use social media data. So, you know, all of this is about improving SEO performance with audience first SEO. And this survey really gave us some insights into where the problems lie. And then one of the other questions we asked was, do you find it difficult to generate content and digital PR campaign ideas? Because with SEO, once you know which keywords you want to rank for, you also need to have a steady stream of relevant content being published that supports that topic, right? It's relevant to that topic. Google likes that. Search engines like finding that content. It helps you improve your rankings overall for that keyword topic. That's a strategy that companies will use, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you need to be generating backlinks, right? That's a core part of SEO, PR. But you need to be generating backlinks on websites that are relevant to the keyword topic you're going after. So let's use, say, the keyword topic of new homes in London, new homes in Edinburgh. You would want to be generating backlinks from websites that talk about new homes topics, you know, housing planning, construction websites, property sites, estate agent groups, etc. But to do that, you need to come up with good ideas, right? You need to come up with continuous good ideas that are relevant to the keyword topic you're going after. And 53% of people, over half of the SEO community surveyed, said they find it difficult to generate content digital PR campaigns on an ongoing basis. Now, that sort of starts to make sense because 93% use keyword data with their strategy development. Only 16% even consider social media data from audience intelligence platforms. So they're not getting that level of interest and behavioral data about their audiences that search around a keyword topic to basically devise those creative campaigns that are going to generate good digital PR results and boost your SEO performance. So, you know, what we're talking about here with audience first SEO is a new approach and a way of integrating social media data into your tried and tested sort of approach for keyword research and understanding how people search on Google for your products or services or relevant topics. And, you know, finally, one of the other key aspects of that survey that we drilled down into was 88% of people surveyed want to increase the speed and efficiency of their link opportunity prospecting. So what that means is 88% of people want to be able to find websites that are relevant to the topic they're interested in or the service that they provide, let's say new homes. 88% of people will want to find websites that are relevant to new homes as a keyword group faster than they currently do. And because that's a very manual process of going through backlinks from competitor websites and other websites that rank for new homes as a keyword segment, that takes time. And that's what you need to do to find opportunities, right? To build backlinks and improve your performance for a keyword group that you care about. So ultimately, what we found here are the gaps, you know, what the SEO community are struggling with, the pain points. And what we're trying to do is show how, with an integration of social media data from audience intelligence platforms, we use Audience at Symmetrical, you know, how can you go about integrating that together to craft a better SEO strategy where you find link opportunities quicker, you create better content ideas, and ultimately that's based upon understanding your audiences better, their affinities, their interests and behaviors, whereas you wouldn't normally have that with keyword data alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So basically you're creating more content relevance. Exactly. And you're creating that content faster because you're more in tune with what the market wants to talk about and what the market is talking about, right? So then your chances are, if you can do that quickly enough, you're going to manage to get backlinks that are going to be more powerful because you're probably one of the only 5 or 10 people talking about that.
Exactly.
Because it's so recent to what's actually happening in the market versus SEO, which is like, oh, well, in a year's time, I'm going to rank for this keyword. It's like, yeah, but I want a short-term ROI, guys. Like, I'm not going to do any SEO. I'm going to do PPC, yeah?
Exactly. You know, that's it. And ultimately, you know, to get backlinks for SEO, for a keyword topic that you want to sort of build backlinks around, you know, those backlinks are going to help you rank for keywords you've identified in the short term. Yes, they can have impact nowadays very quickly. So you could see an important page start ranking very quickly around a topic that's important to your business. But also, you know, they'll support your business long term. So any backlink generated is like another brick in the foundation of the house that you're building. And I know from personal experience, publications, I mean, PRs would know this, and PR is a big part of SEO. Publications and influencers are going to be so much more receptive to you sharing like new insights or new data or new perspectives from experts around a topic that's currently very culturally relevant, you know, that's currently being talked about here and now by the other influencers and influencer entities, publications, you know, thought leaders around a given topic, that they're much more likely to pick up on that, and you're much more likely to get a backlink than if you just looked at, traditionally SEOs would look at backlink data, which is quite slow, you know, you're looking at backlinks generated 2 years ago and going, oh, that's a good campaign idea. Why don't we do that? And then, you know, you're 2.5 years down the line. And yeah, there might be some aspects of that work. But if you're not on the pulse of what's being talked about by the influencers of your audience that are relevant to a keyword you care about, like new homes, then you're not gonna generate the backlinks. I'll give you an example. So if you were to look at the I've been using new homes keyword segment in UK property as an example, because that's what we focused on in our seminar talk. But if you took the new homes keyword segment and looked at the top 15 influencer entities, so the top 15 websites that rank well on average for that keyword segment, and you uploaded them into an audience intelligence solution like Audience, and then you transferred them across to a social listening platform like Pulsar, and you tracked day to day that what was being talked about, you would see that the sort of themes that you need to be focusing on within the new homes keyword segment are themes like sustainability, politics, business and leadership, design and architecture, property investment and insurance and risk. And then you can start to come up with ideas around how COVID-19 will reshape property development investment. How might Gen Z reshape real estate in the next 30 years? Comparisons between Scotland and England and planned new homes comparison tables. Where are the greenest new homes across the UK? Those type of ideas that will then be teed up to these publications and have a much greater chance of being included and linked. And you will get a backlink that's relevant to new homes because you've come up with a content idea that's hyper relevant to what's being discussed at this moment in time.
Yeah, I agree. It is very difficult to come up with topics all the time around certain topics. It's tough. Yeah. I mean, you're talking to someone, I've been writing blogs for quite a long time, right? I've probably got like nearly 165 blogs on my site, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And I've done loads of podcasts, and I even struggle to come up with relevant ideas. Yeah. And I think that goes back to the strategy, right? It goes back to what you want to be known for. So let's take a website, right? And let's just say it's a WordPress site for simplicity. Yep. And let's say we've got like five key topics that we want to have our tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you would call it? A tree? Yeah.
Yeah. If you call a tree almost, so you're talking about the topics that we would want to make our WordPress site relevant for.
Yeah.
So let's say we call it topical modeling in SEO often. But if you think of the tree analogy, that's a nice way of thinking about it. You know, you've got your core root, you've got your homepage, and then you've got your other category pages that are probably relevant to different services, products, or topics, right? They're your branches. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So within the blog, right, we've got five different topics. Yeah, let's just say we've got like, I don't know, technology. Would technology be like the main topic you want to get known for? I mean, it depends on like what you want to get known for, right? Because that would be like the major topic, wouldn't it? And then underneath that, you would have SEO, or you'd have security, or Internet of Things,
software as a service,
or yeah, right.
Yeah.
So let's say that you want to be known for that one keyword, which is technology, right? That's the big thing. You're a technology futurist. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Underneath that, you've got these five topics. You've got your security. You've got your Internet of Things. You've got 5G. Yeah. You've got cloud, software as a service. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you integrate keyword intelligence and audience intelligence to formulate this strategy off the back of that?
Brilliant. Okay, yes. So this is a great way of explaining it. So let's take cybersecurity, right? Not the most exciting topics, but that's very important. So let's say cybersecurity. So now what you would want to do initially is undertake your keyword intelligence research, which is basically identifying all of the keywords that people search on Google that are relevant to cybersecurity or an aspect of cybersecurity that you're interested in. So with that, you would go out and you would look at you type in a couple of cybersecurity terms, you would identify which websites rank well for those terms. Maybe you have some competitors that you know of, you know, some other influencers, and take their websites. You can plug them into a keyword intelligence tool like SEMrush, or there are other tools like Moz, Ahrefs. You can get them for quite low amount of investment per month. Most SEOs and digital marketers would have access to these tools. Identify which keywords those cybersecurity websites rank for, and then take those keywords and use Google Keyword Planner, bulk them out, find all of the relevant keywords that you believe are relevant to cybersecurity. And then you have to go through the process of segmenting them. So you might have cybersecurity plus services. You might have cybersecurity plus statistics and information, and break them down within your cybersecurity branch of your tree, if you will. You know, use Excel, gather all the data, all the keyword data there.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to use a keyword ranking tracking technology. We use GetStat, it's symmetrical, but there are other ones out there. And what you do is you upload those keywords that you've tagged as relevant to cybersecurity, and you can pull back at scale all of the websites, all of the top 20 websites or web pages that rank for every single keyword that you may have identified as being relevant to cybersecurity. And then what happens, you get a good amount of data, and then you can filter down to just the domain, just the website, and create a pivot table in Excel and identify which websites rank for the most amount of keywords within your cybersecurity branch, or we call them, you know, keyword segments, at the best average rank. So you're looking at that data and you're going, okay, so Google, that has algorithms like RankBrain and BERT that really know what is authoritative and relevant to a given topic on the web. You know, they've come up with these algorithms. So you're using Google's algorithms to understand what it's ranking where for cybersecurity, which websites, which businesses. And you're then going to take the best performing ones that we class as your SEO competitors. You know, they might not be direct competitors to your business all the time, but they are websites that rank well on Google. They take up real estate within cybersecurity as a keyword topic, or a specific part of cybersecurity like services or information and statistics. And now what you're going to do, that's the keyword intelligence part. So you're going to take those websites and you're going to find their Twitter profiles, their Twitter accounts, social profiles that are associated with the where their sites. You'll find them generally on their website. You know, most people have them on the footer. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take them and you've got your list of your SEO competitors, cybersecurity, you've got their social accounts, Twitter is what audience use, and you're going to take them and you're going to upload them. You're going to open up your audience intelligence solution. You're going to upload them into, if you're using Audience, which is our preferred tool, then you know you can open up an audience insights report, and you can upload the social accounts of all of those SEO competitors within cybersecurity. Again, they're the websites that rank best for those keywords, as seen by Google, as determined by Google. And you're going to upload them into your audience insights report and click analyze the followers of those, say, I don't know, 10 or 15 different SEO competitors for cybersecurity. You're going to want to make sure they're hyper-relevant to cybersecurity, because you might get like Wikipedia and things in there. Just make sure they go away, because the followers of Wikipedia's Twitter account are going to dilute your report, right? So you just want to focus on the really hyper-relevant cybersecurity websites you've found. And then you're going to create that report. And what you're going to get back is a comprehensive overview of all of the social consumer segments that are active within your cybersecurity community or keyword segment, if you will. And then from that, you'll start to break down. You might see that there's a whole pocket of Java developers. You might see that there are digital entrepreneurs. You might see that there are lawyers, legal, GDPR legal lawyers. And what the technology does is it analyzes the social media behaviors of groups of people. The interconnected profile analysis analyzes what the behaviors are of all of these different Twitter accounts on the web, and it clusters them on Twitter, sorry, and it clusters them into these segments. And then the brilliance of this is that then you can click into, say, you know, your, let's say we find that there's the digital entrepreneur social consumer segment within your cybersecurity keyword audience, right? Your overall report on the cybersecurity branch of your tree, your keyword topic. And we drill down into that digital entrepreneur social consumer segment. And suddenly we get a list of 1,000 different influencer entities, which are entities that have a noted affinity to this group of, you know, digital entrepreneurs. So you might see Search Engine Journal, you might see Mashed, you might see Entrepreneur, you might see TED, you might see, but that's obviously the bigger example, but you've got these hidden gems. So you start to mine that data, and then you can literally build a profile of a community that are active within the cybersecurity keyword topic and space and wider ecosystem. And then from that, you create a list of websites that you can go after for backlinks, for PR, for content partnerships, for partnerships that are commercial. Because you know that one, it's relevant to cybersecurity because you did your keyword analysis and you use that to determine what you uploaded into your audience intelligence solution. But secondly, it's really important because you know now to craft creative campaigns from cybersecurity towards the entrepreneur, digital entrepreneur types, because you know that they're active and that the influencer publications or entities that are also active within the cybersecurity community will want to write to engage their audience of digital entrepreneurs. So you're kind of taking your core service and specialism, and you need to know how you're going to position it to really resonate with those audiences that are active within your keyword group, cybersecurity, because that will mean that ultimately your brand becomes more relevant. You're likely to get more backlinks, more coverage, more shares on social, although not directly related to Google search results, social media data, it still has an impact indirectly. And that's just one example. You know, if you want, you then pivot and you position at the Java developers, you pivot and you might target the legal, the sort of data legal side of cybersecurity. And then you'll find all of the influence entities that are relevant to these different niche communities within your overall keyword topic or tree branch of cybersecurity. And then you feed that into your content plans and your digital PR plans. And you've used keyword intelligence to direct all of your analysis, you know? So everything is in line with your keyword targeting strategy, which ultimately is going to be the evergreen content on your website, right? That Google's going to like and see is relevant to the patterns in which people search for cybersecurity services or information. And if you get those bases covered and you fuel that with the content digital PR ideas and campaigns targeting these different niche communities that are relevant to cybersecurity, I guarantee you'll see significantly stronger results than if you didn't adopt and enrich your keyword data with this audience intelligence analysis and social media data, right? So it's extremely powerful. And to take it one step further, if you have a social listening platform like Pulsar, you can take the influencer entities that are relevant to each social consumer segment, like digital entrepreneurs, Java developers, and legal sort of digital law, cybersecurity, etc. law, then upload the top 15 affinities, influencer entities that you identify for each. They might be like niche blogs about Java or development blogs. They might be law, legal blogs, but specific to like GDPR or specific to a certain aspect of cybersecurity. And they might be, entrepreneur blogs or small business startup blogs, etc. Upload the publications, the Twitter profiles that you've seen have high affinity scores with these audience groups that are relevant to cybersecurity. Put them into a social listening platform like Pulsar, put them on a track search. What that then does is it monitors every tweet that these influence entities, these Twitter accounts are publishing in real time with engagement data. So now, you know, we're talking about making sure you're staying relevant and you say, you know, this is where suddenly you're much more agile than your competitors because you're not looking at link data from 2 years ago and trying to create a campaign around that. You're looking at what is being talked about by the people that influence the audiences within the keyword you want to target or keyword group. and you're being very agile. You know, you're writing content that's in line with what they're talking about. You're doing PR campaigns in line with what's being discussed day to day, and get the dashboards in front of your content and your PR teams within your SEO department, or however you structure it, you know, in your organization. And suddenly your creative sessions on a Monday morning, or whenever it is, Friday afternoon with a couple of beers, suddenly become so much more informed and effective because you've adopted this process for audience first SEO than they would if you just relied on keyword data, backlink data, and analyzing content after it's been published on a blog, which is like BuzzSumo. Does that make sense, Nat, that yeah, approach?
Because you're going to be able to keep up in real time with the market and actually what's happening in the market, right? And what people are talking about, because you might miss it. And also the popularity of certain articles, because like, for example, like piggybacking is huge. Yeah. Like piggybacking a news article to get traffic is huge, right? Like, you know, if you find a really popular video, for example, take that, put it on your website and embed it on, you know, YouTube, right? You embed the video and you write a little blog and it says, this is what blah, blah, blah said about such and such. And then boom, you publish it and it goes crazy. Yeah. So you get all that extra traffic. Then it always goes back to, is your website set up for traffic, right? Like, because it's all very well getting all this traffic, but then if you get the traffic and your website isn't optimized for conversion, then, you know, that's a whole other interview in a whole different series, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's so interesting, because you mentioned about intent earlier, you know, and you've got to think about things as you're almost pincering your... You're doing a pincer strategy to build, conversations, traffic, engagement, shares, backlinks around blog articles, informational articles, hub pages that are relevant to what's being discussed at a given time, because you've adopted this process. But you're generating that all on those pages because they're more interesting. You can be more agile. You can talk about things. You can add videos, et cetera, et cetera. And then what you do, which is absolutely crucial to making this audience first SEO rather than just, you know, PR and content strategy, is you're going to know which pages are going to drive conversions, right, that are relevant to whatever you want to achieve, newsletter signups or actual sales or lead gen. And those pages are going to rank for the transactional keywords that have transactional intent that you identified during your keyword intelligence process. But they're really not really going to get backlinks, because you can do some stuff to get them backlinks, but they're not really going to, it's really difficult. They're boring generally. But these pages are relevant and they're getting lots of links, lots of coverage, lots of traffic. What you do is you make sure that you get really good internal links across to your transactional page that's evergreen, that's, you know, updated every so often, that is geared towards ranking for the terms that are going to drive you money or signups or whatever conversions. And Google or other search engines are going to see all this like link equity, this you know, topical authority on these hub pages, these blog posts you've created are hyper relevant to what's being discussed as you've gone through the process. And they're going to follow those links across to your transactional page. We call them SEO pillar pages sometimes, right? And then you'll see their rankings increase for the keywords that are going to drive you revenue and are going to drive you new audience, new signups, which ultimately is the lifeblood of the business that you'd be employing these strategies for, right? So that's a really crucial part there, and a very good point to bring up of how to take this approach of audience first SEO and make it so that it works towards the parts of your site that need to actually do what the site's intended to do, to drive the conversions, drive the revenue, etc.
Super. I learned masses about SEO just now. That's brilliant. Like all that knowledge that I spent picking up over the last 10 years or whatever, it just came into a like enlightenment moment. You know, like a light bulb goes off in your mind, right?
Yeah.
And when you said that, that's absolutely super. So basically, linking all of these blog articles to buyer intent to that page, and putting a link to that page on all of those blog articles is what's going to basically drive you the sales. Providing the blog articles are relevant to that particular service.
Exactly. And you know, that's SEO topical clustering or SEO topical modeling. And it's an approach that's just quite advanced SEO, but you know, generally what would happen is you would quickly dry up in terms of ideation for creating all of these other informational blog posts that are relevant to a topic that you want to rank for, that's supporting the, you know, the money page, the transactional page. Very quickly you dry up of ideas because keyword data alone is stagnant. It's quite slow. You know, it's 12 months of average keyword data. It's not hyper relevant to real time what's being discussed. That's where audience first SEO takes social data, but make sure that you're using it in line with the keywords that are going to drive you the money, the conversions, the revenue, and just enriches that ideation process. You know what's being discussed. You're much more likely to get backlinks, social shares, traffic, and imbue those pages and transfer that equity across to the pages that are going to drive you, you know, the value. And keep doing that. Rinse, repeat. Stay on the ball, culturally relevant to relevant topics to your business, and you'll succeed. And I think to do this, you know, this is where at Symmetrical, this is where we have specialists who can come in and help businesses to implement this audience first SEO strategy. We'd love, obviously, where we're at the moment is we're in conversations with lots of different people around this approach and consultation, and I'm just passionate about it, and I'd love to talk to anyone who does want to hear about it and try and implement it for their business of all sizes, really. And it works in all industries. It's a framework that you should follow. And believe me, your content and PR teams will thank you for it. And then at the end of the day, those responsible for SEO results will thank them for being more relevant and getting more backlinks. And establishing better content architectures around your key tree branches, which I love the analogy, that are relevant to your business.
Yeah, and also it makes it a lot more interesting for these people doing these, what in essence are very mundane jobs. I mean, like, you know, if you give me a good content idea, or I go and I find a good content idea myself, I find it a lot more interesting than writing something that's just absolute, you know, just
boring.
Here's a keyword you need to rank for. It's like, well, okay, you're giving me a keyword you want me to rank something for, so now I've got to go and I've got to use my brain power. And that's what a computer is for, right? That's what all this stuff is for. It's like, well, you know, here's some information. What insights are you going to gather from it? And that's why I love looking at the back of these platforms, because it just gives so much information. Like, I mean, you know, when you were talking about like these clusters, and actually how, you know, you're even going to know the sorts of words that these people like to use. You're going to know the magazines they read, the kind of video platforms they watch. You're going to know so much about these people that it makes everything so much more relevant. Instead of, oh, well, I've just developed 7 personas. You've got 7 personas. That's interesting.
What are you going to do with it?
And these 7 personas are like 5 years out of date. Oh, but it's a it's like, well, yeah, but what's a tech buyer, right?
It's far too broad. And I think just one of the things to point out is a lot of people don't tweet. Like, a lot of people are quite quiet, and there's a significant majority of people that aren't screaming and shouting using the language that will indicate that they are of X type of person. But what happens is that their influencer entities, the publications, almost speak for them, because they see the engagement data of these audiences at scale. They know what the audiences are interested in. So if you measure, analyze, and listen to the influencer entities of a given social consumer segment within a keyword topic like cybersecurity that you care about, you're getting a good idea of what language should be used, what niche topics and are being discussed any one time. And then, as you said, you know, you get that data. That's what the data gives you, the platforms. And then it's up to you to go out and be creative around it and drive the coverage, links, shares for those supporting articles. And then you leave your keyword focused transactional pages once they're optimized to do their thing, you don't just need to only think about keyword data alone. You can suddenly start to be creative around that overall keyword topic, just making sure you're very disciplined with regards to internally linking back that transactional page if you can, you know.
Yeah, very much so. And I think, you know, the wins really are when you combine all of this with, say, people who've had decades of experience within industries, then that becomes really quite magical, because then those insights and those personas, you do all the work and you come out with a tangible outcome, yeah. Right? Like, you want to engage some influencers within a certain space as well. It all makes everything so much more relevant, you know? And I know, you know, we do like software as a service influencers, basically. Yeah. That's really our focus, is the cloud and everything that's really within the software as a service. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Platform as a service and infrastructure as a service and, you know, security and stuff. But I think we should definitely talk. I've got something interesting to talk to you about after. So if people want to get you, they basically just go to the link at the bottom of the podcast, which is Symmetrical, which is SEMETRICAL.com.
Yep.
And you can discuss how to integrate the keyword intelligence with audience intel research, and obviously to come up with one of these audience first SEO strategies for your business, right?
Exactly, and that's sort of what I really want to help lots of businesses now take their SEO into this audience first approach. I'd love to speak to as many people as possible and get us moving towards audiences over keywords, but obviously making sure that you are aware of your keywords, but making sure that you look beyond them wherever possible, and it will deliver better results. We've won multiple awards over the years, and we've adopted this strategy in pretty much all instances, and when budget permits and when, you know, the time allows, and it generates the results that win the awards, and it's fascinating approach towards SEO that I hope to share with lots of different businesses.
Yeah, it's exciting, very exciting. So if people want to get you, they can find Rory Hope on Twitter, R-O-R-Y Hope, and also your Rory Hope on LinkedIn, surprisingly enough.
Yeah, there we are.
Well, that's brilliant. Thanks so much, Rory. It's been really interesting.
Fantastic. No, thank you so much for having me. And love talking to you today. Look forward to speaking to you again on everything audience first SEO.
Super.
Thanks for listening. Please make sure you share this episode with your friends and business connections. And don't forget to drop us a review.